Okay, and welcome back. Glad to have you all with us, and wherever you are around this ever more difficult world, and it is, glad you're out there, and we're hoping to bring you some more information tonight to help you, to allow you, you have that God-given right, to make the best decision you want to make. We're not here to tell you what to do. We're here to give you the information that many people will not give you, and many others just don't want to be bothered by, but it's important. And we're going to jump right in with both feet to this MMS-CDS controversy again. Once again, not to tell you what to do. It's your body. It's your choice. Don't complain to us, but we're going to give you information that you're not going to see. You won't have access to. And by God, you deserve to have it, to make your decision. And if you listen to it and you don't want anything to do with it, pour yourself a double and drink up. I personally don't care. Nothing I can do except give you the data and hope that you can make the best decision for yourself, whatever that may be. That's called journalism. That's what it's supposed to be. Not name calling, not all this other crap. All right, is my better half there? Are you there?
I'm here, Jeff. Good
All
evening.
Right. I'll take your word for that. Okay. CDS MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. And I must go back to over 20 years ago. I can't remember the date now. It's probably in the late 90s, something like that. I don't know. But Jim Humble came on the scene with MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution. And I got to know Jim. I had Jim on the program a number of times. And I really investigated the MMS thing. And he wanted to do extra sponsoring and a lot of stuff. And I did my research, and I came to the determination that I didn't want to be involved with it. It was too potentially troublesome. Or damn right dangerous. And I stopped. And I hadn't talked to Jim, and then he eventually passed on. But believe me, I was in on this situation in the beginning. And I did my homework. And I did not like what I found. All right? Jim was a nice guy. I liked him. But MMS now, today, is being promulgated and marketed through a strange church-like situation. And we're going to talk about that as well and play a little clip from ABC News in just a minute. What do you have that you want to add to that? And then we'll jump into the ABC Nightline clip, which is very interesting.
I don't really have an opinion, or I didn't really have much of an opinion on this particular product, this MMS or CDS. I've been familiar with it for a couple decades, well aware of what it is. And how it's being marketed, and
same here.
You know, if people,
I go way back too. Yep.
Yeah, I remember distinctly Jim Humble when he came on the scene, and that's fine. I know that there are people who swear by it. I know that they have had chronic health conditions that have been ameliorated by it. That's great, but I see some really dangerous things happening right now. Yeah. And I am aware of people who are making their situation dangerously worse with it.
Right.
And I think it's time we say something. There's a big push right now to get people to consume this as some sort of a protection
Magic
against
bullet.
The spike protein or the infection. Or whatever else. It seems to be, as they say, the universal antidote, whatever ails you, which is deceitful in and of itself. You know, the human body has no nutritional requirement for chlorine dioxide. There is no disease due to chlorine dioxide deficiency. So can it be helpful in certain situations? Apparently, yes. Topically, it's wonderful. For a mouthwash, it's wonderful. But I think the danger comes when people start to consume it. And I am very worried, given that this current illness that we're dealing with is characterized by levels of inflammation and oxidation, the likes of which we've never even seen before. And this is a type of product that will only add to that situation. It is an oxidant. It's not an antioxidant. Can it produce an antioxidant effect in the body? Yes, if you have enough reserve, if your metabolism is reasonably healthy, and you can generate these antioxidants in response to this stress. But what's happening is people are becoming depleted from the inflammation and oxidative stress from this bioweapon illness, that their antioxidant reserves are very compromised. And this is leading to people suffering all kinds of things. Their condition worsens. And if you remember the many conversations we've had with Nurse Ann, one of the features of people that are ending up in the hospital with this illness is the black blood. And that's known as methemoglobinemia. It's when the hemoglobin in the blood, in the red blood cell, has been oxidized and it cannot carry oxygen. It needs to be recharged through the action of glutathione, which is depleted in this illness. And you can take glutathione as a supplement. The problem comes when you cannot recycle it. Once it's used up, it's oxidized, it has to be reduced. And you won't have the reducing power when you are depleted of NAD, which is derived from niacin. And again, this is a disease that is characterized by a depletion of NAD at the cellular level. So you can't recycle glutathione, for one, among many other things. It's very problematic when the cell loses NAD, which is a hallmark of aging and illness. It's very susceptible to degeneration and death. I mean, once the cell runs out of NAD, it dies instantly. Gone. Done. So I don't know that people are being adequately informed of what the risks are when they consume something like chlorine dioxide or MMS when they're in a precarious situation like this. And I think, to be fair, they need to know that there are some risks, and they're real. And there have been now many documented reports dating back decades, but specifically now in the last couple of years, people taking this product and ending up in the hospital and in some cases dying. And they'll argue, the promoters of this product will argue that, well, they took too much of it. Well, how do you know what's the tolerable limit for any given individual? You don't know what their antioxidant status is. If there's somebody with one of these enzyme deficiencies, this G6PD deficiency, where they have trouble generating their glutathione that protects their red blood cells, they're going to be particularly susceptible to the breakdown of these red blood cells, anemia, and potentially kidney failure.
I think your earlier point merits repeating. This is an oxidant. You are, if you have taken the injections, already suffering from a very dangerous condition, inflammation and oxidation. Why would you want to add more oxidizing material to your body? That's just for openers. Now, the other thing is, this is like a shotgun. It will destroy and oxidize anything. It is not discriminating. It goes into your body, and whatever it gets involved with, it'll take it down and oxidize it. All right. The same thing as the spike protein, that whole milieu of effects is destroying things randomly. But with a spike, it actually will go after things specifically, too, like other proteins. We've talked about that many, many times. All right. It's just very, very important that you have the information. All right. And we've come across a number of reports of people who have only gotten worse. Worse to the extent that they find themselves rushing off to the ER. They're in bad shape, and there are reports of fatalities. Maybe it's one out of a million, or one out of a half a million, 100,000. What works for you? I don't know. But why would you add oxidizing potential to your body when you're already suffering from that terribly? It makes
sense. People have become convinced that because it can kill or disinfect outside of the body, that, well, if you consume it internally, it'll do the same thing. And really, we don't have any proof of that. That's just speculation. It's an assumption. The cases that I'm familiar with where people have used this because they've heard the miraculous stories that go with it, one person did end up in the hospital after 8 days of doing this protocol. And the other person was having...
The protocol is once an hour for 8 hours a day. That's a normal
right.
one.
Right.
So think about that.
And the dilution that they're promoting, remember, is many times more than what the EPA or OSHA or CDC has said that's a tolerable level of safety as a drinking water disinfectant. Now, the tolerable limit for drinking water, and this is keeping it under the level where you're not going to have or see, observe adverse effects. That's 0.8 milligrams per liter or 0.0004%. The MMS zealots are promoting 0.3% in a liter of water over the course of 8 to 12 hours. That's many times more what has been determined the safe level for drinking water.
Right.
As a disinfectant in drinking water. Now, and bear in mind, once you've used it as a disinfectant in drinking water, it's used up some of its oxidizing potential.
Let's also, I guess before we play this clip, let's make it real clear about the claims that it's not bleach. This is not bleach. Well, dear friends, this is a bleaching agent. Call it whatever you want. And it's 2.5 times more powerful than chlorine.
That's right. It has 2.5 times the oxidative
potential.
Power.
Right.
Yeah, as chlorine. Now, chlorine will form bonds with other compounds in the body and become problematic that way. But just because this does not do that, it doesn't mean it's any less toxic. It burns. There are many people. In the autism community was exploited with this substance for a number of years, and these parents of autistic children were somewhat bamboozled into trying this out of desperation.
Yep. Yep.
And you know, to the detriment of many of these children, they would have esophageal burns in their throat, the mucous membranes of their throat, and when the child resisted taking it orally, they would create enemas.
We'll get into that in this video clip as well.
It's really
preposterous. Now the proponents, the church members will say, well, it wasn't mixed right. It wasn't dilute enough. I don't know. Here's a little 2 or 3 year old child. Is that child as equipped as an adult to withstand this kind of abrasion to the most delicate tissues in the body? I don't think so.
No.
All right. Here, let's listen to this. Is it bleach? Well, it doesn't come out of a bottle that says chlorine on it, or Clorox, or whatever the other popular brand names for bleaches are. But it does the same thing. And there's a clip in this, I think it's in this video, where they pour it on the... pair of jeans,
colored
right?
Colored fabric, it will whiten it. Yes.
The color was just eaten up, gone. All right, here we go. Let's take a listen. This is ABC News Nightline.
Taking advantage of sick and desperate people, the last person you'd expect to be the culprit, a church pastor. But that is exactly what ABC's Brian Ross has uncovered.
The leader of the Roman Catholic Church can be found at the Vatican. The Church of England is overseen by the Archbishop of Canterbury. And then there's what's called the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, overseen in the U.S. by a man who calls himself an Archbishop, 59-year-old Mark Grennan, claiming that what's in this glass is a miracle cure for virtually any disease.
This is a sacrament.
preying on the desperate and vulnerable, including women with breast cancer and the parents of autistic children.
I would like to see somebody go get these people.
It was a cloudy Saturday morning in Southern California as our ABC News investigative team waited for the arrival of the Archbishop. He had no idea we were on his tail. On this day, the Archbishop's cathedral was a hotel conference room. His vestments, a black leather jacket and a bejeweled Panama hat. And his sermon, to people who were charged $450 a head, seems to have come right out of the book of shams.
I got people who are caring with major stuff just for that. From prostate cancer to brain cancer to autism.
All by drinking what he calls the sacraments of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. Available for anyone who makes what is called a donation.
It's like watching a really good magician's show.
Dr. Stephen Novella of the Yale School of Medicine has spent much of his career exposing all kinds of medical quacks.
We're looking at the best, the people who have hit upon something that sells.
Using slick internet videos.
I could say that I've been totally cured.
And under the guise of a church, the Archbishop and his supposed miracle cure called MMS for Miracle Mineral Solution are attracting an online congregation of followers that they say numbers in the hundreds of thousands.
Vulnerable, desperate people are always going to be targets for con men. If somebody swoops in with the miracle solution to your health problems, there's a huge emotional motivation to believe them.
To find out what's in this miracle cure, we ordered a shipment of MMS, $150 for these small bottles. We took our miracle cure to a respected testing laboratory, and the results were as expected. Nothing miraculous about it. Essentially, a kind of chlorine.
MMS is an industrial chemical. It's an industrial bleach.
Dr. Paul Wong is the senior vice president of Autism Speaks.
The fact that anybody would suggest that you should give this to somebody is ridiculous. This is scary, dangerous stuff.
In fact, look what happened when we poured some of it, undiluted, onto a pair of jeans. The denim turned white through both pant legs. And Dr. Wong says, even at the prescribed much smaller dose, it's still a danger.
And that's what it's doing in the gut of the kids who are given this.
Yet MMS is being aggressively pushed by the church to parents of autistic children desperate for a cure, says Roland Eggers, the father of 12-year-old Mitchell.
You thrive on this illusion that you're going to somehow fix your kid.
That's good. Put that in there.
Or that one day you're going to unautismize your child.
But Egger says he quickly knew to stay away from MMS for his son.
Let's walk down to the chicken coop.
After doing just a little online checking.
You were doing it at the expense of these defenseless children.
Did Sylvia love sailing? Oh.
But it was only after the death of the wife of Doug Nash, a retired NASA scientist, that the government began to investigate who was peddling the miracle MMS solution. On a sailing trip to the Pacific with his wife Sylvia, friends offered her a small container of MMS as protection from malaria.
About 15 minutes later, she began to indicate that she was feeling bad.
What were the symptoms?
Diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, and that increased in intensity. I felt her go slump. And her eyes flipped up in her head and defocused. I think that's when she actually died.
Okay, we'll stop it there. It runs on for another 3 minutes. Now, I am one of the first people to understand how the government goes after genuine alternative approaches to better health. I've seen it all my adult life, from Royal Rife to any number of viable supplements, good supplements, healthy supplements. The government is evil. This particular story is rather template-oriented. I've seen the same basic format before. But in this case, they've got it down. They're correct in questioning this. Questions need to be asked. They must be asked. And honest answers must be provided. Now, for the true believers in any kind of doctrine or protocol, they don't want to hear it. They've got the truth. Don't bother me with the facts. My mind is made up. I know reality, and it works for me, and it worked for my cousin, and so it's great. Fine. We know that some people report good results, but some other people report bad results, real bad. So you need to have the data at your complete disposal while you're figuring out what you're going to do about this potential cure, a cure-all, the ultimate cure-all.
Yeah, it's not a benign substance. And you can toxify yourself with it. You can really do some damage. And, you know, that's not fear-mongering, that's fact. There are many cases to attest to that.
There are a lot of people pushing this, and certainly one of the crown princes is Andreas Kalker, K-A-L-C-K-E-R. He's kind of a god figure in this pantheon of people who are promoting this. And he's got a book out. He calls himself Dr. Andreas Kalker. Dr. Kalker. I spent at least a half an hour online today trying to find out what his doctorate is all about. A medical doctor? Is he a doctor in the fine arts? What is he? Well, I finally went to his own book's website and found his words, his explanation of what he is. And it says here, he holds a bachelor degree in economics and obtained his PhD in biophysics in the branch of alternative medicine for his thesis referenced in his first book, CDS, Health is Possible. Now, if you're scratching your head and saying, what did he just say? I'll read it again because it almost makes no sense. And obtained his PhD in biophysics in the branch of alternative medicine for his thesis referenced in his first book. And then the next sentence is the real kicker. He later decided to relinquish the title, the PhD, I assume, when the faculty failed to support him after certain media outlets smeared his reputation and ridiculed his discoveries. So we're to believe here that he had his PhD from the branch of alternative medicine and gave it up because the faculty, I don't know where the faculty is or anything, failed to support him after he says he was smeared in the media. All right, well, so he doesn't have a PhD because he gave up the title. So he really shouldn't call himself doctor at all. He divested himself of it.
Well, there's a lot of those types around right now. I can think of a few.
Yeah, they're limitless. You can send off a couple hundred bucks and get a nice-looking diploma and all kinds of things.
Yes, you can.
So, I mean, it's really silly stuff. All right, anything you want to add here to that?
I mean, people are free to make up their own minds. You know, I feel compelled to say something when I see firsthand people being harmed by this, and I have now, more than a few.
I have, I should mention this. I got an email today from Dr. or whatever, Kalker. He says, Dear Jeff, chlorine dioxide is not, all capitals, bleach, you idiot, double exclamation point. Stop spreading disinformation about CD, double exclamation point. That's all he said. Best regards, Andreas. All right, so he called me an idiot. I'm not calling him names. I mean, I could call him Dr. Quacker, but I'm not. This is really silly stuff. So obviously our work in trying to bring the full range of information forward for all of you, whether or not you use this, it's your choice, touched a nerve somewhere. And that's good. That means people are listening. So again, I'll repeat this, and I don't want to belabor it too much. It's your body. It's your choice. But do the research.
I would add, too, the microbiome in people who are consuming this chronically is really taking a hit.
Already is, too.
I mentioned this. People think that oxygenating the intestinal tract is a good thing. Maybe occasionally as a way of cleansing, but not chronically. You have microbes. And by the way, you are only 47% human cells. The other 53% of you is bacteria. So let that sink in. And now you're introducing something that's a very potent oxidizer. And you are going to wipe out a lot of species of bacteria that are obligate anaerobes. They don't like oxygen. They don't do well in the presence of oxygen.
They're anaerobic. Look, this is, again, it's a shotgun, and it'll take out anything it gets in its way. It's crazy. So there you go. Now, you have a lot of people pushing this. The health ranger, Mike Adams, is pushing it. That's kind of a surprise. He's supposed to be a chemist of sorts. Who else is pushing it?
Oh, it just seems to be everywhere you look. Was it Lee Merritt who was advocating?
Lee Merritt claiming she drinks it every hour, 8 hours a day.
I shudder to think because there's nothing about that that's natural.
Right. We should also mention that when I was involved with this and a long time ago with Jim Humble, the government was after it. The government was really after it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
The government is no longer after it.
In fact, in
countries like Bolivia and Ecuador, the governments are pushing it. They're literally recommending it and importing it. This government is not doing that yet, but it's the silence is deafening. Okay? So what does that tell you? It means the government is not just looking the other way. They want people to take this.
That would be my guess. I think it's very, very suspicious that, you know, they'll try to persuade people or dissuade people from taking ivermectin, but they're completely silent on this.
Oh, their war on ivermectin was obscene. Compared to this, there's virtually no noise coming out of the FDA or the CDC. Nothing. So.
And when you think about it, why? This actually accelerates the oxidation and inflammation,
which is already
the defining feature of this bioweapon illness.
Right.
So if you want to keep your inflammation going, drink up.
There's just no other way to honestly, scientifically, physiologically evaluate this thing. It is an oxidizer. It's a bleaching agent, 2.5 times stronger than chlorine. These are facts, and it's being called a bleach by top-level scientists. You can play the name game all you want. But
right.
We just don't want to see people get hurt. And if you're already being oxidized to the extent that your body is beginning to fail, and it is, you don't want to add any more to that.
No, it's the wrong therapy for this.
I mean, the oxidizing potential of the spike and what it's doing to you, if there were any truth to any of this, that would be helping you right there, wouldn't it? Be killing off the bad things. Unfortunately, that is the bad thing. So, no, there are real problems with this, logical problems. And so, again, it's your body. It's your choice. All right. Now, we've got a few readers here that are very interesting, that are tied into this, MMS readers. I've got the Bolivia story. I didn't load that up, but...
That was just from the beginning of the plandemic, when the government of Bolivia actually ordered stockpiles of CDS to be dispensed.
Yes.
And they gave explicit instructions to doctors and hospitals to administer CDS as a preventative and a therapeutic for COVID, even
can
though
you say,
we knew.
Can you say testing on the people? They're just
they've known what this stuff does for decades. It is an oxidizer, and when you have a disease that kills its host through oxidation and excessive inflammation, well, let's throw some lighter fluid on it.
Right. All right. Go ahead with, we've got blue lips. This looks interesting. I'll sit back and listen to these. Go ahead and do all of it.
All right.
That's our first five. Right,
blue lips, blue lips. Got it.
Go ahead.
My son has blue lips after administering chlorine dioxide. Hi, everybody. My son has the last couple of days blue lips. Is that normal? Thanks. No, that's not normal. You should check his heart. Another response. Run tests. No one has blue lips if he didn't color them with some foods. I'm worried now. What can it be? But it started after we used CDS. I've never seen this before. A couple more replies. Someone says CDS equals chlorine dioxide, essentially bleach. Another tongue-in-cheek. Facebook, a most excellent way to document your evidence of child abuse. Another comment, don't tell this idiot to check his heart. She gave her son bleach. She'll probably crack his chest open with a meat cleaver.
Oh,
you gotta laugh. Another one, the poison I fed my kid seems to be killing him. Is that normal?
That's
here,
a tongue-in-cheek
drink this disinfectant.
Post by somebody. They're having fun here.
Son, drink this disinfectant. It will make you feel better. Clean baby's tum-tum. Real good.
Oh, my.
Oh, God, it continues. My chemical engineering advisor worked in water treatment and said this stuff was used in the parts per million range. Anti-vaxxers use it at way higher doses. From a nurse I know, the symptoms will include kidney bleeding, pink urine, damage to the intestinal lining, decay of the mucus lining the esophagus, or death. Let's see. This is what you get when you combine a latent distrust towards science media establishment with a moronic trust towards simple solutions found on the Internet. And that's okay, one more. Bleach is an antibacterial, antiparasitic. It's why chlorine is put in your water supply and swimming pool. I know an isolated Alaskan dog breeders have used it to cure parvo infections in pups. Obviously, you can't use too much or it will eat your insides. I think if I had Ebola and was going to die anyway, I would give it a try. And last response, yes, but unfortunately people are not using it in their dying days. They are using it in their children's rectums to cure autism. It's screwed up, and the people at Autism One need to be exposed.
I don't understand how any loving parent could even dream of using this in an enema bag on their child. I can't even, it doesn't make sense.
It's sheer desperation.
All right, so here's another one. What's going on with chlorine dioxide in Ecuador? I'm Ecuadorian, but I am making the post in English because I want to have it reach more people. So here is the story. I am Ecuadorian, but live in Europe. Some days ago, my father was rushed to the ICU because of COVID, and I had to fly immediately to Ecuador to help my family out. Ever since I arrived, I have been hearing people here talk about chlorine dioxide and how it prevents or cures COVID. I mean, my biggest surprise is that even doctors are taking it and actually suggesting their patients do the same. I mean, this is not just one doctor, but several from different circles. What is going on? Was I living in a complete parallel universe where the dangers and probable toxicity about this chemical are well known? I just don't know what to believe. I understand it using it to disinfect surfaces. I could even live if food is being disinfected with it, but drinking it? I am particularly worried about some relatives who are drinking it, saying there are no secondary effects. What do you think about this? Is this only happening in Ecuador? Edit. Are there any doctors here that could give some thoughts or opinions on this subject? And Ecuador number two, go ahead.
Someone replies, just let them drink it. It's population control. Jokes aside, I actually work in a clinic. No, I'm not a doctor. I'm an equipment technician. And lately, the cases of kids and women, usually elderly, with renal failure and hepatic damage are insane. And in every case, all of them are drinking that stuff. I really don't care about them. If they're stupid enough to drink something that was classified like a mid-range toxin more than 60 years ago and showed only damage in every study, that's why there isn't any studies anymore. The results are clear. We don't keep testing acetaminophen for normal fever because we now know how it works, if we test it for other reasons. It's their problem, but kids, actually one kid died recently directly from that. Well.
All right, the last one on this thread. This is from Anesthesia Girl. The general consensus in the scientific groups, universities, and doctors is completely against the use of a dangerous, non-proven product. There have been a lot of public statements against the use of chlorine dioxide, but they are very good at selling it. They use Facebook and WhatsApp groups to promote it, and many people, even not very scientific doctors, have fallen for it. But it's dangerous. At our hospital, we have treated patients with esophageal burns and other complications derived from its use. So there you go. That's Ecuador.
Yep.
All right. Next.
Okay. My mom thought that using chlorine dioxide would cure and prevent the virus. So a bit of backstory. My family is made up of five people. My dad, my mom, my two brothers, and me. My mom, middle brother, believe anything that is online, especially Facebook and some family group chats. In one of them, they said that chlorine dioxide could cure COVID. Now, after I researched it, it turns out that the WHO, World Health Organization, said that it doesn't help and that it can harm the patient in some cases. Now, on to the story. About August of last year, my family started using chlorine dioxide, and they thought they were immune to the virus after that. So they wore masks less often and sometimes didn't use them at all. I told them that they should use the masks and stop using chlorine dioxide. They told me that the World Health Organization was lying, and they only said that about the substance because they would lose money on medicines. I know, a dumb thing to say. And they kept using it until about last year. But this story has a bittersweet ending. In September, I got sick with the virus, got better, and then after that, all my other family members got sick. And thankfully, they realized that chlorine dioxide did not work, and they stopped using it.
Wow. There seems to be a connection between QAnon people and this kind of practice of taking this product. QAnon started up online about 7 years ago now. One of the biggest frauds ever, right along with Nasara and other things. And if you do your research, you'll find out. QAnon was a very well thought out psyop to make people think they didn't have to do much, that things were being done on their behalf to save and retrieve the country from the beasts and monsters that took it over. No, that's not what happened. All right, here's one. Let's split this in half. A Q mom has been drinking MMS despite me warning her, and I feel so lost on what to do. All right. So ever since about a year ago, my mother has been getting deeper and deeper into QAnon conspiracy theories. It started out with her listening to occasional videos on some sketchy website of these speakers spouting nonsense about how Biden is an imposter, how Trump will eventually be reelected, etc. But now she seems to listen to this stuff every single day for hours. She also is constantly scrolling something I believe is called Telegram. And now the things she believes have gotten crazier and even worse. This has truly broken my heart because before all this, my mom was so understanding and never even used to be into even political discussions at all. Out of all the terrible conspiracy theories she believes, the worst is that she now buys into the MMS chlorine dioxide miracle cure bullshit. Back in May, she offhandedly mentioned this renowned doctor, quote, end quote, on the internet promoting this supplement as something to help oxygenate the body and cure illnesses. I have no idea who this doctor is, and I don't know what she was talking about at the time. But then she got a package one day, and I saw her open it and start mixing the solution in the kitchen. I asked her what it was, and I looked at the bottles, and lo and behold, she's mixing this stuff to make chlorine dioxide, which is a literal bleach. I immediately freaked out and told her what it was, and her defense was, "You're wrong. It's not the same as bleach at all." I tried to tell her it was still a bleach in definition, and that she was still drinking a dangerous chemical, but she just brushed it off. I was so shocked at this. So later that day, I ended up confronting her again and crying, pleading with her to dump the stuff because I was afraid of it and thought it might kill her. She didn't outright say she was going to get rid of it after that, but she said she appreciated me bringing it up and that she would do her own research, which I thought was the end of it because I hadn't seen her mix the stuff after that. Onward.
However, 2 days ago, I came back from the store and immediately noticed this super strong odor in the house that smelled really similar to bleach. And then, of course, next thing I see is my mother mixing the chlorine dioxide solution again on the kitchen counter. I became so angry after realizing what she was doing, and I started calling her out and telling her to stop. I didn't know she was still drinking the stuff because she must have been doing it when I was out of the house. Then I kept trying to tell her she was releasing, likely, chlorine gas, but she still said, no, it's not the same. So I grabbed my stuff and immediately left the house until later that night because I was scared of breathing that crap in. Currently, I'm not speaking to my mother, and I haven't seen her drink the stuff since then, but I am honestly horrified after this. I have thought about trying to find a solution in the house when my mom isn't around and dumping it or throwing it out, but I know this will make her irate, and she might end up buying more. At the same time, though, I don't know what else to do. I am so scared for her life, and I don't know who else to talk to, because my dad is basically no help at this point and doesn't seem to understand the danger himself. He's not drinking it, to my knowledge, but he's aware that it exists in the house. Does anyone have any advice or dealt with a similar situation somehow?
Take the next one. It's part of this thread.
Okay, where did it go?
I got it here if you can't find it.
Okay,
short little.
Go.
Also, I still live with my mom and dad because I am currently a graduate student, and I don't really have anywhere else to stay at the moment. But if this happens again, I'm threatening to move out. I've had a PE in the past, and I really don't want to risk my own lungs and health having to breathe that odor in if she does it again. Mom, 58 years of age, started drinking chlorine dioxide back in May behind my back and will not stop despite me pleading with her to do so. I am so worried for her health, and I have no idea what the best thing for me to do is because I want to help her, but she will not listen to me. This is another person who just tacked that on there, I think. All right, so there's another look, and it is odd how the Q people, wow. All right, here's the next one. My mom...
Well, here's a comment.
Oh,
comment.
Go ahead. Yeah.
My Q person is also drinking it. Obviously won't listen to me.
Oh,
I reported the product to Amazon and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Not much else I can do. I think the loophole is that it doesn't turn into bleach until the consumer mixes it together, so technically they are not selling bleach to drink. I blame Trump. He talked about internal bleach. This product was allegedly, quote, discovered by Pastor Jim Humble, who is apparently a former Scientologist or something. To be honest, I don't care anymore. Drink up. Stupid is as stupid does.
You know, I remember Trump saying something about that. Bleach your inside somehow. I can't remember what he said, but yeah, that was another Trump Q code message, probably. Who knows?
Yep.
All right, here's another one. QAnon just claimed... I'll hold off. I'll just read it. My mom fell down the Q hole from being a 45 supporter in 2016, that's Trump, and having previously been interested in conspiracy theories of all kinds. It was an easy transition into believing that Q was a secret government operative with insider information. What I've learned through this whole experience is that it's all related. If you believe the moon landing was faked, it's easy to believe the, quote, influencers and thought leaders who espouse those same beliefs, but who also want to take advantage of you. Over the past 3 years, her isolation into Q conspiracies, election fraud, vaccine skepticism, etc., had been progressing into dangerous territory. She was always afraid, dubious of everything and everyone, and convinced I'd sentence myself to death within 3 years for getting the COVID vax. Ironically, she'd be the one passing on in 3 years' time. All of her conspiratorial interests, forums, and content she'd consumed day in and day out eventually led her to Genesis 2, the church, the bleach-drinking cult who took 45s. Maybe we can use disinfectant inside the body through injection or whatever, end quote, said Trump, as an endorsement to sell their poison to the masses. Toward the end of her life, I made a concerted effort to challenge her conspiracy theories and encourage her to think more critically of the information she was consuming. Go ahead.
I had always hoped that, eventually, I'd be able to pull her out of the black hole she'd stumbled into and deprogram her, but she always thought she was on the right path and that I was the brainwashed one. She'd brush off my worries as overreaction. Oh, honey, don't worry about me. I do my research, she'd say. Well, this was it. This was the exact thing I was worried about. This was why I'd always get angry at her for believing the stuff she read on the internet, written by liars and con men, that her descent into this world of alternative facts would get her killed one day. This was what I was always afraid of. She'd stop trusting the medical system and refuse to go to doctors for her health. She'd stopped taking her insulin and relied on supplements she bought off the internet, the last of those being chlorine dioxide. She drank it for 5 days, slowly poisoning herself to death because she was convinced it would miraculously cure all her health issues and get her back on track and feeling better. And now she's gone, and I can barely even believe it. I miss her so much.
Someone writes back to that, I am so sorry. I can totally relate to this, too. About 3 years ago, my mom decided that all of her doctors were out to get her and only trusted Q doctors to treat her. I'm not sure if they were real doctors or people on the internet because she eventually cut out everyone that wasn't Q. Somehow, ivermectin and other random online supplements became her cancer prevention treatment. She ended up with a lemon-sized tumor in her brain and dying of a heart attack this past November.
Mm.
Onward.
Another one says, wow, so many parallels from my dad, whom I lost recently. He, too, was a diabetic, obsessed with drinking that bleach crap. He died of something tangentially related to not managing his diabetes as much, but I'll always wonder how much of him neglecting it was something he did because he thought the bleach was curing him. We fought over it for years, but I could not convince him it was BS.
Take the next one.
My aunt, a big Q supporter, stopped taking her blood pressure medication because of conspiracy theories, and she had a stroke, and now she can't see and can no longer drive. It's incredibly sad. I'm so sorry about your mom. That never should have happened.
Someone else adds, I'm so sorry for your loss. Having said that, What happened to your mom makes me really scared for others. She had fallen down the same rabbit holes as my husband has. I have not heard him say anything about drinking this dangerous concoction, but I just watched him limp through the house because of his injured ankle that could be fixed with surgery. He refuses surgery because he feels the med beds will be available soon. He'll be using a walker before long. It's all so sad. And just a quick word about med beds. Med beds are crap. Don't go there.
Yeah, that's fantasy.
Be careful. Yeah. Okay, there's a little survey for you. I hope the information here that we work hard to assemble, we both want you to make the best decisions you can, whatever they are. You can understand where we stand on these issues, but that doesn't mean we don't think you have every right under the sun to make your own decisions. Please do. Please do. And let us know if anything happens that you think we ought to know about. And we do know, and we are aware of, some people claiming extraordinary results with drinking this bleach agent called MMS. It happens. All right. I guess that's it, huh? Anything else, partner? What do we got here? That's a lot of stuff.
No, I think that should do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good job, as always.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Okay, gang, we'll pause and come right back with another hour next.